Howard Sharfman. Three quick ideas. One, and they've all made sales this year. One, how about just 6.5% IRR at life expectancy? Just talk about 6.5% IRR at life expectancy, which is a reasonable rate of return on the illustrations we run, and compare it to everything else we have. Simple, talk about it. We're the only ones that know it used to be a little better. Two, the whole life insurance marketplace is in significant turmoil. If you have a whole, if you have a whole life insurance policy with Sun Life, we had one that was what we would consider AP. It was self-supporting. That was last year. We have an in-force that says that. This year it says you have to pay $126,000 a year for the rest of your life. Dividends went to zero. Understand that if the guaranteed portion of a dividend is 4%, all the investment account has to do is go to 4% for the dividend to go to zero, because the 4% is already taken care of. So right now it is a significant slope with dividends decreasing on whole life, and the policies have been winners, the clients have won, but maybe it's a time to look at it. And lastly, we just finished a sale this week where a client had a VUL, he had $1 million basis in it. He had $1.6 million in cash value in the policy. He wanted to start allocating some of it to fixed because he was getting older. What we modeled for him is withdrawing to basis on that policy, lowering the death benefit, keeping the allocation the same, taking that $1 million into a survivorship insurance policy, and that the entire policy with the $1.6 million would have never grown to what this $1 million pays up in a life and single in a survivorship policy. And he still has the other $600,000 working for him in the VUL.